We'll start with the subject. I put it in this way: roots to fruits. You know, it happened many times that our Lord Jesus Christ described our spiritual growth or our spiritual nature like going from the roots ending into fruits. And through this story, we will find many problems attacking us. Let's read the Bible. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitude were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow, and he sowed some seed fall by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who had ears to hear, let him hear." The first idea I want to mention, that you know, any plant should have strong roots to, in order to continue its growth and having fruits in the end. So if you revise your study in the secondary school or whatever, you will remember that any fruit needs at least four items. We need water, we need air, we need soil, and we need sun in order to have the plant grown. So the spiritual growth needs at least four items, four major points. We need prayer, continuous regular praying. We need Bible studying, discipline, and we need humility, and also we need love. It's exactly as the sun, soil, air, and water. And any item of these, if there is, if it is not there, I don't think your growth will be steady, and the plant will not be there. It was written in Psalm 92, "Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." So this is a term used here: who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. Also written by St. Paul, he asked the church members to be rooted and built up in him and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So you have to be rooted and build up in him. So what are the major problems that may face the root stage? We are starting now from the root stage, aiming at the fruits stage. First of all, the problem of just on the surface. You know, the first type of land mentioned by the Lord, that the land accepted the seeds just only on the surface of the sand. So there were no roots at all. So many of us may listen to the word of God, but with no interest, with no struggle to understand or to keep the word inside the heart. So it stays only on the surface. He might know some of the sentences of the verses of the Bible, he knew some of the dogmas, but he never get into the word or deeper in his relation to God. Another problem with the root stage is the dry soil mentioned by the Lord, the stony sand. You know, the land where there is many stone there, the roots are usually destructed by the rocks, or at least the root cannot get deeper into the land because of this rock. The third type of land mentioned by the Lord is the land of thorns. And if you know that the land with thorns usually absorb all the water available inside the soil, so no water available for the plant to grow. That's why this plant is choked. So if you want to get the fruits, you know, the story of spiritual life should end into fruits. We are evaluated in the eyes of the Lord with our fruit. The fruit, the Spirit's fruits, is love, joy, peace, and these things. And also another type of fruits is how many people you could gain for the kingdom of heaven. These are the fruits available. So if you are still on the surface, you can never reach anybody, and you can never get this Spirit fruits like joy or peace or love or whatever. If you are always covered by stone, the stony heart is the one who rejects the advice or the order of the Bible. He rejects the change. He rejects repentance. He is not with the spiritual growth in any way. The one with the thorns, he is the one who is always busy with the world matters. He is always having pride and feeling that he is okay. He needs no change. So these all types of people will never change into the next stage or the final stage of fruits. The second stage is the stem. You know, usually the seed giving roots before giving its stem. And you can never see the change easily, because the change happened deep in the soil. After some time you can see the change happened with the stem growing up above the earth. And this is, you know, may be the religious appearance. I mean the appearance of your relation to God. The story of what are your Agbaya and Bible study and mass praying and these things. So it's related to the how much you obey the rules or the program, spiritual program, how much you follow the church laws, how much you behave good. So it's only related to the picture of the religion, just the appearance. How do you look from the outside? It's not yet fruitful, you know. This is kind of like any plant, the green plant, but not yet fruitful. Also in this stage, you know, there are many problems. It happened with the second land mentioned by the Lord that whenever it comes to the sunny weather, when the sun was strong, the plant was off, was like burnt. So if the roots are not very strong, usually the stem will not stand the sun. It cannot stand the hot weather. And the sun usually stands for the problems around, for the troubles, for the trials may happen, for the sufferings. So whatever you face, it's like the sunny weather. Could you stand this time, or you could not? It's always related to the first stage. If the root is strong and deep, I think the stem will grow up further and will be fruitful. It's written in Matthew 13, when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Also, one of the stem problems that's the relation to the insects and animals of the field. You know, usually the insects or animals eat the stems of the plants. They cannot eat the roots easily, and it's not yet fruitful, but they can eat on the stems. And this kind of insects stand for the devils or the power of evils, like judgment, anger, complaining, greed, jealousy, lust, and laziness. So if these things are there still in your life, we are not yet fruitful. We can never reach the stage of fruitful life if there is the sin of judgment inside our heart, the sin of anger, the greed, being jealous, and thinking of lust. If we are busy with these things, we are still in the stem stage and we cannot go any further. The third problem with the stem, you know, it was said by the Lord, when the messengers of John had departed, he began to speak to the multitude concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? So this is another problem with the stem, the kind of shaking with the wind, that you go anyway with the wind. If the people around you is pushing you in this way, you will go with them. If they are very religious and good ones, you will go the other way around. So if you are still in this stage, you might be shaken with the wind, and in this you can never be fruitful. Saint John the Baptist was not like a reed shaken by the wind. That's why he brought many fruits and he was a man of God. The third stage, you know, the branches. If we start with the roots, and this is related to the type of soil, then going up with the stem, the green stem of any plant, and we will face the sun, we will face the insects, we will have some problem with the wind. Going up, we will get the branches. And the story of branching is the spreading of the word of God. If you are really man of God, if you are a good Christian, you will affect the environment around. People will take out of you many good things. They can see virtues in your life. So this kind of branching usually stands for the affection of the field around, that you are not only just the stem started with the roots down, but also with many branches getting here and there. So the expansion or the spreading is the third stage in our spiritual life. It was said by the Lord, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So you know, it started with the branching and ending with the fruits. Also, it's written in Isaiah, for you shall expand to the right and to the left. So you will affect wherever you go, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. It's, you know, some prophecy about the church, but it also applies on any of us living with the word of God. What are the problems related to the branches? The first major problem with the branches is the selfishness. You know, you can never expand to the left or to the right. You can never reach the people around you. You can never gain them in the net of the kingdom of the Lord if you are selfish, if you think of yourself more, if you are self-centered, if you are busy all the time thinking of what you want and what you do not want, and this way you can never affect anybody. And you will stay just a little stem standing up on the ground, but no branches. Also the fear, you know, many of us may be conquered by the fears, phobias, and you cannot communicate with the people. You are not allowed, you think you are not allowed to preach the word of God. you do not think of the people around in a good way. You are always scared of the circumstances and people. So by this fear, you can never expand here and there. Also, the third problem common with the branches is the materialism. You know, thinking much in money and in clothes, in cars, in whatever. This kind of thinking usually stands against branching and expanding. So these are the major problems with the branches stages. I'm trying to go quickly so I can enjoy your questions and discussion, because I don't like you to sleep easy. The fourth stage is the stage of leaves. You know, after the roots you will see the stem, and with the stem you can see the branches, and from the branches the leaves come, the green leaves. And you know, this started with the Genesis chapter 3. Then the eyes of both of them, Adam and Eve, were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. And from this point, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ are always against the fig leaves. And you may remember that one day, it was written in Mark 11, the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it. Why he was angry with this tree having only leaves? Because, you know, the fig leaves usually stand for that you are happy with your religious standard on this way. I mean, you are not fruitful, but you look like good Christian, just the looking. You are doing the good things from outside, but your heart is not clean. You are not aiming at the joyful spiritual life God wanted to give you. You are just trying to show that you are good. So the fig tree from away looks nice. That's why the Lord went there, but he found no fruits, and he cursed the tree. So the leaf stands usually for the, I'll tell you, also it's written in Psalm the first one, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Written also by St. Paul, "Having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away." You know, you remember the bishop that St. John wrote to him in his revelation, "Because you say, 'I'm rich, have become wealthy, have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." So I want to explain that the stage of leaves, that for those who are looking religious people, but with no spirit, with no fruits, with no real love from inside, with no real joy, with no real humility. They are not like our Lord. They just try to be religious, maybe rather like the Pharisees. The last step, or the last stage, is the stage of the fruits. So we are starting from the roots to the fruits. All through the story, we may have many problems, and we should attack the problems until we reach the stage of the fruits. It was written in Galatians chapter 5, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. If you evaluate your life on these 9 virtues, you can know what kind of fruits you have or how minimal fruits in your life. So this is the only evaluation accepted for the Lord. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Also, when St. John the Baptist was preaching before the Lord, he was, you know, a bit tough with the people, but he said, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance. So in order to get the fruits, you should continue your repentance. You should continue the story from the roots to fruits. So he said, do not think to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father. This is the kind of leaves, you know, the green leaf that you know Abraham, you are one of the descendants of Saint Abraham, you are a good religious man, but this had nothing to do with the fruits. So do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones, and even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Look to this. If there are no fruits, it will come at some time that the axe will be on the root of the trees. No more input, no more start, no more repentance available. So you should take care. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So my message for now is simply that better to evaluate ourselves on this kind of fruit, spiritual fruit. Because if we evaluate ourselves on the stem story or the branching or the leaves, or we may have a good picture in the eyes of the people around. But for the Lord evaluation, we need to have fruits. Also, it's written in St. John, he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. So there was the start and the end of the story. How about the fruits problem? In Luke 13 we have another parable said by the Lord. He said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down. So again, the story of fruits, the importance of fruits. Remember always that to get the fruits need a firm root, a good stem, living branches, green leaves, healthy fertilizer, a continuous pruning. What do we mean by this? To have a firm root, that you should be rooted in the church. You should have a right dogmas inside your heart. Your belief is steady. You should be rooted in love. You should be happy with the love of your father of confession, the people around, the servants around. You should enjoy the mass. You should learn the Bible. This is the firm root. After which you will have the good stem, the good picture of a Christian, that you do not lie, you do not hate, you try to be humble, try to be simple. And after which the living branches. You can spread the word of God, you can start talking about the Lord, you love the people around, you preach in any way. After with the green leaves, the good, the looking, more than the stem, you know. Now people believe in you as a good tree, a healthy one, but in the eyes of the people and in the eyes of yourself, but maybe not in the eyes yet of the Lord. So we need a healthy fertilizer. This kind of fertilization, it might stand for the khilwa, the quiet time, we call it khilwa, you know, and the deep praying, the honest repentance, the tears of the eyes, the continuous evaluation of your life. This is the fertilization, the discipleship, and lastly, you will have the continuous pruning. You know the kind of pruning that the farmer may use. It's like the trials we may face in our life and the problems that affect us strongly, usually to grow up into fruits. So I tried simply to put the story of our spiritual life from roots to fruits.